Check, check, check. Is this thing on? Is this thing on? What's going on, good people? This is PR coming at you from RWTW, the podcast. If my voice sounds a little weird, a little funny, a little raspy, it's because I kind of lost my voice, which isn't exactly great for a podcast, obviously. But I kind of lost my voice yesterday. And I'll get into how and why a little later. This show's a little bit of a check-in. It's less that, you know, I don't plan on this being a long show, but I had an amazing experience yesterday that I want to share with you guys. I was invited to LeBron's Family Foundation Day. You know, I've been a part of charities before and players' charities and foundations and that type of thing. And normally, you know, no disrespect to anyone's charity, but normally when you hear, you know, Foundation Day, that involves some sort of block party or barbecue or something like that, which is all great, right? Anything for the community is a great thing. So, again, not taking any shots at anyone. I think anyone that does charity is amazing. I think we need more of it from everyone, not just athletes. But the interesting thing is, you know, when I got the invite to LeBron's Foundation Day, it was at a place called Cedar Point. So, you know, to me, the name didn't mean anything. You know, I'm born and raised in New York. You know, Cedar Point could have been a lake. For all I know, Cedar Point could have been a park, you know. As it turns out, though, for those of you that do not know, Cedar Point is an amusement park. Who doesn't love an amusement park, right? And the funny story is that when they tell me it's at Cedar Point and they tell me what Cedar Point is, I'm like, oh, it's going to be like a little like local carnival or something like that. And one of the guys on my team, his name's Lee, who's actually from Cleveland. Well, he's from Pittsburgh, but went to school in Akron. Was like, looked at me like I was crazy, like I had 9 heads. And he was like, what are you kidding me? Cedar Point is the best amusement park in the country. Like, literally like that. What, are you kidding me? Cedar Point's the best amusement park in the country. And for some of you that have heard me, you know, speak on this topic before, I always give my Cleveland guys and my Akron guys a hard time because, you know, and it's one of the things that actually makes me love them is, you know, they'll put Cleveland up against anyone. They don't care. You know, they'll put it up against LA, up against Chicago, up against New York. They're so proud and prideful of their city, as everyone should be, you know. But, like, I always joke, you can't have a regular conversation with dudes from Cleveland or Akron. It's like anything you bring up, they'll find a way to say how Cleveland or Akron is the best or the first to do it. Something simple like you say, oh, you know, like, I don't know. Oh, it's dope. I don't know if you saw, you know, the space shuttle. There was a show on it last night, and I was watching this documentary. And one of them will be like, well, you know, Ohio has the most astronauts that have gone up to the moon or something like that. And you're like, what? Like, how's that possible? And who knows that? And on those rare occasions, you look it up and try to call them on it. You know, they haven't been wrong yet. So, you know, back to when Lee said that it was the best, that Cedar Point was the best amusement park in the country, I automatically was like calling bullshit on it. Again, being from the East Coast, you know, to me, the holy grail of amusement parks is, of course, Six Flags. So I told Lee, I said, you know what? I'm sure it's probably cool and all, but it ain't no Six Flags. And he said, I am telling you, it is the best amusement park in the country. So we did what everyone does in 2015. You know, we Googled it. To my surprise, when we Googled it and we went to, you know, I think we just typed in, you know, top 10 amusement parks in the country, Cedar Point was number one and on damn near every list. And if it wasn't number one, it was top 3. And on every list we checked, it was ahead of Six Flags. So, you know, that was an eye-opener for me. So I was like, okay, you know what? Like, this is going to be like the real deal. So the entire team went out yesterday. I'm recording this show on Friday. The entire team went out yesterday. We went out to see, we flew out to Akron. And then we drove to Cedar Point, which was, I don't know, roughly an hour and a half or something like that away. And it was dope to get there, man, because when you got there, you saw this sea of green T-shirts. And each person involved with the foundation, upon arrival, got a T-shirt that said, you know, something simple but powerful, we are family. And then it had the LeBron James Family Foundation logo underneath it. And I think another thing I was surprised by just getting there was the mass of the scale in which the foundation, I guess, day, for lack of a better term, was, you know, there was 1,000 kids there, and, you know, and they all had family members and all that. So I think the number, you know, and I may be a little off, but I know I'm close. I'm not that off. It was 5,000-6,000 people that the foundation invited. You know, just think about that, you know. So, you know, we got there, we get out of our Sprinter van, and all you see is the LeBron James Foundation welcomes you to family day, a family reunion at Cedar Point. That was the first thing you noticed. The second thing you noticed immediately, whether you saw it or heard it, was the sheer size, speed, and, like, I don't know, scale of the rides. I mean, Cedar Point was the real deal. You know, I knew then I had to kind of man up because I was talking a lot of shit before, and I was like, oh, like, this is, like, not just bigger than Six Flags, at least, you know, by eye test, it was way bigger. So it was dope. You know, we went in there, and like I said, the whole team was there. Mav, Rich, Randy hadn't gotten there yet. LeBron hadn't gotten there yet. I had my team there, you know, Chelsea, Alana, Lee, Dane. And we went on, and we immediately were like, you know, let's get after it. Let's get on some rides. So it's funny, when you go to an amusement park with a large group of people, you know, it's always, you always have, like, the people that are adventurous and are like, I'll get on anything. I want to do it. Let's go. The bigger, the faster, the higher, the better. Let's go. And then you have the other side of that spectrum of people like, yeah, I don't do roller coasters, B. It's really not my thing, you know. So I won't say names, but we had a little bit of all of that. We had a little bit of everyone. But I will give props because everyone got on rides. Everyone got on stuff they didn't even want to get on, you know. A few of the rides that stood out to me. I think the first, when I say rides, we went on roller coasters for the most part, which apparently is what Cedar Point is known for. The first ride we went on, I believe, was called, the first roller coaster we went on, I believe, was called the Raptor. And, you know, it's one of those roller coasters that's deceiving. You look at it and it's like, oh, it doesn't go that fast, or it's not that high, or whatever the case is. But what you kind of don't realize is it's one of those, for those of you guys and girls that have been, you know, to Six Flags or other amusement parks, it's one of those that the track is actually above you, so your legs are dangling. So we were talking a lot of shit, you know, as we were walking up to the front, and as we got on there, if you've been on one of those where the track's above you, the floor drops, so your legs are just dangling. You take off, and it was like, you know, I don't know, 4 or 5, you know, loops and twisted you this way, twisted you that way. And when you finished, it was like, oh, okay, this is the real deal. Like, all right, like, we're here. So we did that. After that ride, we went and we linked up with Maverick, my brother and partner Maverick, and Jamal, president of Spring Hill, who, I will say him, who, by the way, does not do roller coasters. But Jamal was smart because he set expectations early, from the door, I think 2 days early, was like, yeah, listen, guys, the Cedar Point thing, I'm all about the kids, love the kids, gonna support. I don't do roller coasters, B. Don't do them. Don't bother wasting your time trying to get me to do them. That's not me. So he set expectations early on that, which is pretty funny, but it was good to see those guys and kind of link up with them because we had been in New York 2 days earlier, but so we met up at the park. The next roller coaster we got on was a roller coaster called Top Thrill Dragster. Yes, that's correct. Top Thrill Dragster. A couple of fun facts, just a few fun facts. The roller coaster goes 120 miles an hour in 3 seconds. Yeah, that's correct. 120 miles an hour in 3 seconds. It goes up at a 90-degree angle. I mean, it basically goes up. Imagine going up a building and down a building. It goes up 427 feet high. And the entire ride is over in 17 seconds. So, like, when you just think about that, like, just think about those numbers for a second. You go 0 to 120 miles an hour in 3 seconds. You go as high as 427 feet in the air. And the entire ride is over in 17 seconds. It was like, I guess, like a drag racer would feel or something. And, you know, obviously, hence the dragster name. But, you know, like when you do these, when you do these coasters and they have the cameras and you can go by the pictures after. Mav and I were sitting and we were sitting in the front cart, which probably makes it worse if that's possible. And when we went and looked at the picture, we looked terrible. I think I have my eyes closed. I'm screaming. Mav has like both his arms up in the air, like kind of like trying to duck his head, like he thinks his head's gonna get hit. And he's making a face too. And it was like, I look at Mav and I'm like, yo, this isn't one of those rides where you can even fix your face or kind of, this ride is what it is. You're going so fast, so high, so quick. You don't have time to even try to be cool, try to do any of that stuff. It is what it is. And Mav went and got, you know, he bought two of the pictures. So, you know, we have those and I know I will not be posting those on IG and hopefully those do not get out. But it was dope. You know, we went on a bunch of other roller coasters, but those are the few that stood out. More than anything, it was just really dope to, you know, not work. Although it's funny, in between rides, everyone's on their phones answering emails, you know, taking calls and stuff like that. So, you know, never too far away from the work. And the office hours are never over, even when we're out of the office. So, but the roller coasters were really dope and a lot of fun. I got to give a lot of props to Cedar Point. It was super dope. The most important thing that happened yesterday, above and beyond the fun and the fellowship and you know, even having the kids there, LeBron himself obviously made an appearance. And I think, you know, what a lot of people take for granted is, you know, what his schedule is like and what his commitments are like. You know, LeBron was in Vegas, you know, well documented by this point, but LeBron was in Vegas for a United States Olympic basketball commitment. So he was there. The team had a mini camp and he went out there for the meeting and practiced with the team and whatnot. He cut that early. So he left the USAB commitment. He left the USAB practice early to fly back to Akron to be able to be there at Cedar Point for his kids and his foundation. You know, in a day, and, you know, and obviously that's, you know, my brother and you know, you guys know how, you know, the love I have for him. But in a day and age when, you know, it's tough to get people, I won't even say athletes, just people in general to do selfless things, right? And I think the thing you can be the most selfless with, it's not even money, it's time. You know, when you look at an athlete's off season, it's not as great as you think it is. You know, it's probably, in the case of a pro basketball player, it's probably 2 months, give or take, especially if you went deep into the playoffs. You have sponsor obligations, you have travel obligations, you have family obligations. It's not a lot of free time. So the fact that, you know, LeBron made it a priority to not only get there to Cedar Point for his foundation day and for his kids, you know, all 1,000+ of them, knowing what he had going on and knowing, you know, prioritizing the kids and the foundation and his community over all else, it was just really dope to see and not surprising at all once you get to know him. He made I can't even say important announcement because that's underselling it. You know, LeBron made a monumental, a historic announcement yesterday, which some of you may or may not know by now. Like I said, this happened yesterday. This happened on Thursday, and I'm recording this on Friday. LeBron announced that for all of this, all LeBron announced that for all of the kids in his I Promise Foundation, in his LeBron James Family Foundation, part of his I Promise campaign, that if they can do the right thing, which is simply go to school, have great attendance, get good grades, and by good grades, you know, good grades, don't got to be honor students, but good grades. Do a certain amount of community service, you know, certain amount of hours in the community. He will pay their college tuition. He will have their college tuition covered. Yes, like their entire college tuition. You know, just think about that, you know, for a second. To tell kids, listen, you take care of what you got to take care of, which is, you know, being a good citizen in your community, being a good example, going to school, being respectful, getting good grades. You take care of that stuff, the stuff that's within your power, and I'll take care of the rest. That's essentially what LeBron told the 1,000-plus kids of his community. If you handle your business and graduate high school, I will pay your way through college. Not just your first year, your first semester, not just your books. I will pay your college education. I will pay for your college education. So, you know, room and board, book. I mean, it's funny because I think it was such an announcement. I don't even think the kids really got it. Like, they cheered, like, woohoo. Like, I don't think they understood the magnitude. And, you know, and some of them are third graders, fourth graders, fifth graders, you know, like, so I don't necessarily expect them to, I guess. But I know the parents that were there, I know they hooted and hollered even more so than the kids, you know. And I know that even we were excited, like, wow, this is really happening, you know. So, you know, I posted, for those of you that may or may not follow me on Instagram, I posted, you know, a picture of LeBron on stage, you know, making the announcement. And I just said that he did, you know, he gave his community two things, and maybe the two most important things you give any community or any, you know, kids or youth, he gave them hope and help, right? There's nothing worse than being hopeless. There's nothing worse than having a dream and not knowing how to be able to, not even fulfill, have a shot at fulfilling that dream. And for these inner city kids that are in his foundation, and again, it's not like it's 10 kids, 20 kids, 30 kids. It's over 1,000 kids. So I just thought, you know, I mean, you guys can Google it, look it up. You know, there was tons of press on it today. I was just checking some of it out. I just think, you know, that's the stuff we need to focus on. That's the stuff that's like I said, we won't feel the impact of yesterday, probably for another, who knows, 10 years, maybe even longer. You know, and, you know, I posted on that Instagram post, I said, it may be a crazy statement, it may be a crazy thought, but quite possibly, it could be said that the greatest player on the planet, LeBron James, is doing bigger things off the court than he's doing on the court. Think about that for a second. Think about what that statement means. The greatest basketball player on the planet is doing greater things off the court than he is on the court. And I just think, you know, that's the stuff we need to be talking about. That's the stuff that needs to be celebrated, you know. And to his credit, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. If it was up to LeBron, you know, there'd be no press. No one would know about it, just the kids and the families. You know, that's just the type of guy he is. So to me, you know, that was my biggest takeaway from the Cedar Point experience. You know, as great as it was the announcement he made and the commitment he made to his foundation is just, you know, I've never seen anything like it. And you know, I know it inspired the kids. I know it inspired the families to say, hey, you know what? We need to give some guidance here or make sure they stay on the straight and narrow because we have a shot now. That's all anyone can ask for is a shot. But I know it even inspired us, you know, to see what he does for his community and see him step up to the plate like that. I mean, super dope. So, yeah, man, like I said, yesterday was a really dope day, you know, across the spectrum. We went and got to spend some time out of the office with the team. Went to Cedar Point, got to, you know, ride some roller coasters and act like kids. We got to be there for what I truly believe was a historic, announcement. And, you know, onward and upward, man. We keep pushing. You know, you guys always hear me say about roll with the winners. And you know, I think LeBron actually said it best a couple of months ago. He's like, you know, RWTW or roll with the winners isn't about a hat, man. That's not what it's about. It really is about a movement of just this collective of people just doing positive stuff and helping each other along the process. And it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a beautiful thing to see your friends, you know, be their best self. And that all that can do is motivate you to try to be better. So super dope, man. I think yesterday was inspiring and it's definitely helped me, you know, look at things a little differently as well. So, I cannot end this podcast without giving a huge shout out. And I know she probably won't even hear this, but still right thing to do, to Michelle. Michelle heads up LeBron's family foundation. And, you know, to say the work that lady does is anything short of incredible and amazing and selfless would be an understatement. So, you know, it was a well-oiled machine. Yesterday was a well-oiled machine, and the foundation's a well-oiled machine. You don't realize the work that goes behind the scenes, countless hours, and again, she's another one that she'll probably be even mad that I'm saying this about her. You know, like if she had it her way, no one would know who she was, and just the work would speak for itself. So, I mean, kudos to her. She put on an amazing event yesterday at Cedar Point. And is, you know, one of the driving forces, not the driving force, behind the scenes. Yeah, I should say that she's the driving source behind the scenes under LeBron James Family Foundation. So that's it, man. I just want to check in and tell you guys about our day yesterday, tell you guys about the LeBron James Foundation day at Cedar Point, tell you guys that that park is legit. And we had a great time, man. Shout out to everyone that came out yesterday. Like I said, Mav for, you know, having us. Rich Paul, Randy, you know, Jamal, Chelsea, Alana, Lee, Dane. It was dope. We had a great time. And of course, you know, I'll end it with saying thanks to, you know, the man they call King James, LeBron. Thanks for having us. And thanks for kind of changing the course of a community. And that's how it starts, right? You win your community, you win your block, you win your neighborhood, you win your community, you win the community next to you, you win, you know, your county, you win your state, you know, like it's how it starts. It's a groundswell. And the beautiful thing about it is we can all do something, you know, so imagine what a world it would be, and not to get too philosophical or, you know, kumbayage, but imagine if everyone just did one nice thing a day for someone else. The impact that would have on the world. Food for thought, man. That's all I got for y'all. I actually ran over time that I thought this would be. If you happen to be in Ohio, check out Cedar Point, man. It just may be the dopest amusement park in the country. That's crazy, isn't it? All right, my peoples, till the next time, man. I'm PR signing off. Follow me on IG, Twitter. Follow Winner's Circle Media and check out some of the other dope shows we have. You know, The Good Guys with DJ Steph Lawson, DJ Meal. Excuse me. The Good Guys with DJ Steph Lawson, DJ Meal. The Victor Cruz Show with Victor Cruz, obviously. And I'm just there. Live Civil with Karen. Karen Civil's amazing show. Party Supplies, which is Heron Preston. Who am I missing? Oh, Yes Jules. She'll be actually recording her first show tomorrow. And, oh, we just added another show, which I didn't even talk about. Relationship Goes with Elliot Wilson and his wife. It's funny, man, that, you know, and I'll save that. I'm going to cut this short. I'll save this for another show or maybe even for a special show. Couldn't be happier to have Elliot down, you know, Elliot and the missus down. Their podcast is not only dope in the content that they cover, but it's dope in the manner in which they cover it, right? It literally is, you know. It's the reason why it's called Relationship Goes. Like, it's just dope. Their chemistry and their flow is really dope. I could listen to them all day. And as I said yesterday on Twitter, you know, Elliot's one of the hardest working men in showbiz, right? He's not going to be outworked. So if you haven't heard of the show yet, Relationship Goals, you will, because Elliot will make sure you've heard of it. So a lot more to come. We're excited to introduce two new shows this week. You'll have your first episode of Relationship Goals, and you'll have your first show or episode of Yes Jules' show. So a lot more to come. Stay connected, winnercirclemedia.com, on Twitter and Instagram, at WCM Podcast. Follow all of the hosts, follow the shows. We have so much more in store for you, man. Excited to bring you guys great content, great shows, great hosts. Stay tuned. Thanks for checking in, man. Till next time. Peace.